Good morning, everybody. This is Mr. Bojangles. I am at Harmon Park, which is a place that I've done several podcasts, but I'm not going to really review the actual course. Instead, today, I am going to compare some discs. So I just got a new EMAC Truth from Dynamic Discs yesterday for my birthday from Sweet Lady Jangles. And it's got the name of my podcast on it. So I haven't thrown the EMAC Truth very much. It is a mid-range disc, and so I am going to compare it to my Buzz. They're both mid-ranges. I know what the Buzz does. So I'm going to kind of see how the EMAC Truth compares. So today is September 2nd. 2019. It is Labor Day today. I did actually make an effort to go play. I was going to go play Down Under at Rosedale, but once I got there, I saw the parking lot was full, full, full. So I decided, you know what? I am not in the mood to hang out with a million other people. I just want to kind of get some throws in and then call it a day, go to the pool and drink some beer. So that's what I'm going to do. So I am going to start off throwing the Buzz, and then I'm going to compare how it does to the EMAC Truth. So I'll let you know how it goes. Thanks. All right. So I've played two holes with the EMAC Truth and the Buzz. And kind of as expected, the brand new disc has a tendency to turn left for a backhanded right-hand thrower. A lot more. It hasn't been beat up as much as my Buzz. So my Buzz is flying a lot straighter and truer, and I have a lot more confidence in that. So I actually got a... I'm not even bringing my putters out or anything. I'm putting with these two. So I got a birdie with the Buzz on hole number one. I parred with the EMAC Truth on hole number one. But on hole number two, I threw the Buzz right into the ground. Probably wasn't really the Buzz's fault. But for all intents and purposes, I ended up getting a bogey on hole number two with the Buzz, and I ended up getting a par. So they're actually tied right now. So the EMAC Truth and the Buzz are tied currently. We will see how we do on the next few holes. All right, so I've played a few more holes with both the discs, and my initial impressions are that the EMAC Truth seems to glide just a little bit longer than my Buzz does right now. And I think that my Buzz probably goes just a little bit straighter, although the EMAC Truth, after hitting a couple of trees, seems like it's actually flying a little straighter than it was on the first throw. I'm not a professional disc golfer, as you all probably know, all 10 of you. So you have to take everything I say with a grain of salt. I'm not the world's best thrower by any stretch of the imagination, and truth be told, I probably did not get enough sleep last night, and I might have had a few too many soda pops. So this is for amusement only, is what I'm trying to say. Also, me and Treesbane actually played, what was it? We played a course, we played Big Bull Creek yesterday. So a little worn out from doing all those throws. I did shoot my best ever at Big Bull Creek. I shot a two over, thank you very much. Anyway, I'm going to throw some more and I'll let you know what my thoughts are as they further develop on the EMAC Truth and the Buzz. All right, so one thing that I'm a little worried about as far as my comparison goes is I don't know if I'm actually throwing the discs the exact same way. I think I'm already starting to adapt to the EMAC Truth and adjusting for the way it's flying. So I don't know if you can really draw too many comparisons between the Buzz. I just feel like the EMAC seems like it flies a little bit further, hooks a little bit more to the left than the Buzz, but there could be that mostly could be just because the one disc is 1 day old and the other disc might be 2 years old. So I don't know if I can draw any comparisons. I do have an update. I did try and play some of the alternate tee pad locations here at Harmon Park. If you ever come out and play here, there is a hole, or there's a tee pad by hole number three that they haven't quite decided where it's supposed to go to. So I went ahead and played it back to hole number two, I believe. And it was a pretty fun one. You'd have to probably trim up the trees for it to make that work. So I don't know if that's exactly what they're going to do. And then I also tried to play hole number, oh, what is it? Oh, there's one next to hole number, I guess, 8. There's a tee pad that's like parallel to it. So I tried playing that back to hole number 1 because it seems like it's pointed back towards that. And it's a pretty cool hole. I don't know what you would do with the tee pad for hole number 1 then. But that's neither here nor there. There is no other discers on the course right now. I did see some people who looked like they were looking at the map, and I felt bad because I thought they were getting ready to tee off on hole number 1, and I was kind of walking right in front of them, but alas, they weren't there, just walking their dog. So, I had something else I was going to say, but I can't remember it, so I'll try to clear my mind, get in a zen moment, and then come back to it. So I'm going to keep throwing these and see how they do. All right, Eric McCabe, your EMAC truth is starting to grow on me. I've hit 2 birdies in the last couple of holes, the last few holes, I guess. One of them was about a 67 to 70 foot putt. It's kind of interesting only playing with mid-ranges because a lot of these shots I wouldn't typically pull a mid-range out for. So this is kind of hopefully helping me to kind of expand my mind on what mid-ranges are capable of. It's interesting that I can kind of wing it as far as some of my drivers. So that's a good thing. So anyway, I'm going to continue to play. It's a little dewy out. It's nice and cool this morning, but there's a lot of dew on the grass, which is making me have to wipe my disc off quite a bit. Take that. So I did also play an interesting hole where I played from the tee pad number 2 all the way to hole number 5, which is probably another, I don't know, 15, 30 feet further than hole number 2. With the current layout at Harmon Park, you can, and there's nobody here, you can kind of just do your own safari thing. I'm too lazy to actually keep track of where I'm going right now. I'm not recording this in the UDisc app at all because I wouldn't typically throw this way. So it seems like unfair to put stats in there that are kind of bogus. So anyway, I'm going to continue throwing the EMAC and the Buzz, and I got to say, the EMAC is really growing on me, so watch out, Buzz, you might get it replaced. All right, so I attempted to see how both of the discs handled Mr. Paul Jangle's forehand throw, and they failed miserably. They did not suddenly make me develop a good forehand shot, and for that, I blame them. Yes, them. It's not that I don't put enough practice in. It's not that I never, ever do it unless I absolutely have to. It's the disc's fault. Anyway, I came back up to hole number 5, and I looked at hole number 4, and there's a cool, this is just kind of to let you know that somebody left their disc wiper on hole number 4. It looks like it's got a little magnet to it, which is kind of neat. I don't know if they just dropped it and somebody stuck it on there and hopefully they can find it or what. I haven't seen one of these, so that's kind of neat. I don't know if you're supposed to put that on your belt or what. But your disc wiper is attached to hole number 4. It's red and white. I'm not taking it. There are certain things I will pick up on the disc golf course. Disc wipers are not that. So at any rate, I'm going to throw hole number 5. All right. So if you're on a 3-day weekend and you've boozed every night and played disc golf and have a little bit of a sore back and probably didn't get enough sleep, I'm going to give the slight edge to the EMAC truth. I can't say how it would be if you were feeling healthy and good and all those good things and you weren't 45 years old and just trying to keep going each and every day. Maybe the Buzz would win out. But right now, I'm kind of really liking the EMAC truth. And maybe that's just because it's a new disc. I do like the stamp that's on it. It says Mr. Paul Jangle's Big Disc Show. Sweet Lady Jangle's made that for me, and it got in time just for my birthday. I like the way it flies. You can kind of see the writing spinning around as it goes through the air, and I think that's kind of neat. Whereas most of my discs are solid color and you can't really see the spin. So that's kind of a neat little feature. So I'm going to throw a few more holes, and if I think of anything else, I will add to this podcast. All right, so as I mentioned, today's Labor Day, and which means our pool closes, and it's the last day, which always kind of makes me feel a little melancholy because it feels like summers go by so fast. And right now, in the modern day of global warming, it feels like we could probably leave the pools open until, I don't know, mid-September or something like that, or maybe late September. But I do realize that most of the kids that are lifeguarding are high school kids, and so limited opportunities, and they need to get on with their study. So I understand everything, and I do look forward to fall. I like watching football and all that kind of stuff, but it's just a little bit melancholy. That's all. Let's see. Don't have anything else to say about the discs so far. It's a lovely day out. It's just a little bit too dewy, which is kind of a bummer. Then there's also these walnuts. They keep dropping, and I'm worried I'm going to get pegged. I don't know about all of you guys, but man, the freaking squirrels in our backyard are killing us. They are freaking dropping acorns all over the freaking place, which, you know, if you're sitting outside trying to have a nice dinner with your family and you keep getting hit in the head with an acorn, you suddenly start thinking that maybe some of those squirrels need to be going somewhere else with their lives. Anyway, that's tangent on rodents. So I'm going to play hole number 9 and hole number 1 again, then I'm going to get out of here, and hopefully I will hit an ace or two. All right, I finished up at Harmon Park, and I just want to say, let's be honest with ourselves. The discs are not really that much different. Basically, an Emac Truth is very similar to a Buzz, which is very similar to a Rock, which is very similar to a Shark, and somebody with my limited abilities probably not going to see a very much difference, so I don't know what your guys' thoughts are out there as far as like how many discs you throw. I like to have, you know, a long distance driver, a fairway driver, a mid range, and then a putter. And I could probably go with those 4 discs all day long. I carry the other ones around probably just because I'm worried about losing discs, or I don't know, it just seems silly to have a bag as big as mine and not have a bunch of discs in it, I guess. But anyways, so Nate Doss Buzz versus Emac, Eric McCabe's Emac Truth. I mean, more or less, it's a tie, right? Sometimes I hit a putt with the Buzz. Sometimes I hit a long putt with the Emac Truth. Most of it's just because I'm wildly inconsistent on my throwing ability. So I'm going to give it a tie for now. So I'm not going to stop throwing my Buzz. I won't take the Emac Truth out of my bag, especially since it's got my Mr. Pole Jingles Big Disc Show stamp on it. I did see that somebody lost a putter here. It's sitting on a rock wall. If you want it back, it was pretty beat up. It was beat up enough where I was like, I'm not even going to take this. It had no name on it. It's red. It's kind of gummy. It's a putter. So if you lost your putter, it's sitting on the rock pile, at least for now, as of 10:30 on September 2nd. There it is. Maybe you lost your towel, too. If you did, you're losing quite a bit of stuff, fella or lady. You need to keep better track of your stuff. Anyway, shout out to Disc Bird. Shout out to Sweet Lady Jangles, Disc and Jane, Trees Bane. And Eric McCabe and Nate Doss, I suppose, if you guys ever listen to this, let me know what you think. Anyway, keep banging the chains, guys. I am out.
Oh, thank you.